Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning about one of the most interesting sugyas in Shas. I'm referring to the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, the sugya of two people in the desert who have only one jug of water. And this year should be a schus for my dear friend Yaakov ben Leah and Beryl Halevi ben Elisheva, that both of them should find their zivuk b'karov of mamish. And for Avram Yitzchak ben Esther, who has found his zivug, and today his wedding will be taking place, Bezus Hashem, so to be a schus for these three Halakhi Yidden, and it should be a schus for us that we learn Torah Hashem. It says in the Gemara and Bava Metzia and Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph that if two people are walking on the derech, and each of them has one of them has a jug of water, if they both drink from this jug of water, they go 50-50, they're both going to die of thirst. There's not enough for both of them to keep them both alive permanently in order to suffice for them to get back to civilization. So if they both drink, they're both going to die. If one of them drinks, Reuven, who's holding the water, drinks, he's going to get back to civilization and his friend's going to die. So what's the halacha? Do they both drink or does only one of them drink? So, of course, as we well know, it's going to be a machlokes. Ben Ptura says, better let one of them drink. Better let both of them, drink. And one of them shouldn't see his friend die. What's a svara? Some say that why should both of them die? Who are you helping? So some say that at least both of them are going to have chayesha. There's not enough for both of them to get back to civilization, but it'll give them a little bit more time to live. And hopefully in the meantime, somebody will come and save them. In any event, Ben Ptura says that both of them should drink, and one of them can't take the whole thing and let his friend die. And then Rabbi Akiva comes and he says, no! V'chay achicha imach, that your brother should live with you. Chayecha kodmi l'chayecha vercha, your life comes before your friend's life. So that's what the word, your brother should live imach, with you. So what's the drasha? So the Rush learns in Simon Vav that imach means that his life is secondary to your life. His life is imach, it's with you. You're the ikker. You come first. You're holding on to the water. And his life is secondary to your life. So if one of you, if both people are going to die, so then the person who has the water should drink. Because the life of his friend is only tafel. Imach means that your friend's life is tafel to your life. Shelcha Kodman, the Rush says, your life comes first. The Malbim says that imach means they're equal. However, the Malbim, this is Parshas Bahar and Osayin Hay, he says that since imach means you're equal, Menzoma says equal, 50-50, and therefore nobody has any kadima. Nobody has first rights over his friend. Rabbi Akiva says, no. It says he should live with you. He should only, your brother should live with you. But let's say he's not going to live with you. If both people are chas v'shalom going to die, then the person holding on to the water doesn't have to share the water. It's only, the only time they're equal, the only time there's equality, is when it's imach. Is when the living is imach, he's going to live with you. But if the person holding on to the water is not going to get chai olam, if he's going to die, he's not going to have enough to drink to get him back to civilization, so he shouldn't drink. So he shouldn't give it to his friend, he should drink. So that's what Malbim explained. So again, we have the Rush who says, imach means that your friend's life is tough, it's only with you. He should live with you, but it's only secondary. And the Malbim says, imach means mamish equal, but only equal if you're both going to live. If it means that both people are going to die, then the one holding the water should drink. And therefore, chayav koldman. So it's interesting, according to the Malbim, they're both dashing from the same pasuk. Rabbi Ptura learns, imach, mamish equal. That's why they go 50-50. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, they're equal in life. But if there's death involved, then the person holding onto it has to drink it all for himself. On the other hand, we find by Eved Ivri, a brice in the Sechetz Kedushin, Chaf Amud Aleph, says, Ki Tov Lo Imach, it should be good for him with you. And the Gemara dashens that whatever the master eats, the Eved Ivri eats. Whatever the master drinks, the Eved Ivri drinks. The master's eating fish, the Eved Ivri gets fish. The master's eating chicken, the Eved Ivri gets chicken. And therefore it says that if a person buys an Eved Ivri, he's buying an Adon L'atzmo, because the Eved Ivri is living much better than he is. Much better. He's living just as well as the master. But sometimes much better. Because Tosus famously says in the name of the Yerushalmi that if the master only has one pillow, if he lies down on the pillow on his own, for himself, he takes the pillow for himself, then he's not going to be Makayim Ki Tov Lo Imach. It's good for him with you. Because then the master is going to have a pillow, and the Eved's not going to have the pillow. And let's say he doesn't sleep on it, but he doesn't give it to his Eved. So that's already Minas Stone. So therefore, what's the necessary conclusion? Willy-nilly, we must say, that he should give it to his Eved. So not only does sometimes he live as well as the master, sometimes he lives better than the master. Tov lo imach. If you're Kona and Eved Ivri, you're Kona Adam Atzma. Because the Eved Ivri is sometimes going to be doing better than his Adon. The Adon is not going to have a pillow, and the Eved Ivri is going to have a pillow. Because the Adon is not allowed to be better than the Eved Ivri. It has to be at least on an equal plane. If the Eved is going to be better, he's going to be living a more comfortable life. So then he's over on this Tov Lo Imach. It's not good for him with you. He's less than you. So therefore, either make it that you're equal. And if you can't make it that you're equal, there's only one pillow. You got to give it to the Eved. Because if you take it, it's not good for him with you. You're more than him. If you don't give it to either of you, it's Midas Tov. So what do? You have to give it to him. And therefore, Kol Dakar Adam L'atzmo. So that's the sugya in Kiddushin. So frek the Maharam Shif in Bava Metzia and Samach Beis Amar Aleph. That's a veld frekt. Everybody asks, why is the Gemara in Kiddushin any different than the Gemara in Bava Metzia? In the Gemara in Kiddushin, Shnaim Shemahalchem Baderech, Rabbi Akiva says that since it says Imach, your brother should live with you, Chayecha Kodmin, your life comes first. And by Eved Ivri, it says, Tov lo imach, it's good for him with you. If you would put yourself first, then you'd be over on this pasuk. So it says, when push comes to shove, you have to put your Eved first. So here we have a stira. In the sugya in Bava Metzia, if you can't be equal, who wins? The person himself, Chayecha Kodmin, you come first. Whereas in the Sugya Kedushin we see that with an Eved, if you can't be exactly equal, then you have to put the Eved ahead of you. So how are we supposed to understand this? Why don't we say by an Eved, Tov lo imach, only if it's good for him with you? But if it's not good for him with you, meaning he's going to be better than you, that's why you don't have to go. Just like you don't have to go so far as to lose your life to save his life and give him the water. It's only imach, only if you're both going to live. But if you're not both going to live, then you take it for yourself. So to here. So if you both get a pillow. But if you don't, then you come first. Chayecha Kodmin. Why don't we say that? Why do we say no? The Ani comes first. So that's the Maharam Shif's kasha. The Maharam Shif says that there's a chiluk between our case in Bava Metzia and the case in Kiddushin. Pikuach Nefesh is different. Because your friend is Muzhar, just like you are Muzhar. In other words, you are commanded to make sure your friend has life, and your friend is commanded to make sure you have life. So what would happen if you give him the water? He has to give it right back. So it wouldn't help. So therefore, you just keep it for yourself. But with respect to an Eved Ivri and an Adon, only the Adon is commanded to be mativ to the Eved Ivri. Tov lo imach. The Eved Ivri is then commanded to be mativ to the Adon, so he would give the Eved Ivri the pillow, and the Eved Ivri can keep the pillow. He's not chayav to give it back. So that's the difference between the two cases. If it's pikuach nefesh, he just has to, just like his He got the bottle of water from his friend. He's chayav to give it back. Because they're both commanded to be machayav their friend. So therefore, we just let him keep it in the first place. Now, Shankin, in the case of the Eved Ivri, there only the Adam is mitzuvah lahetiv im ha'eved. But the Eved isn't mitzuvah lahetiv im ha'adam. And therefore, he can take the pillow and keep it. Therefore, the Adam doesn't come first. The only time the person comes first is when they're both mitzuvah lahachios. So I'm holding the water. If I give it to my friend, he's going to have to give it right back so I can keep it. He has to give me life just like I have to give him life. Hashem came the Eved Ivri case. The Eved Ivri case is different because the Eved Ivri, the master has to be tov to the Eved. So he has to give him the pillow because if they're not equal, he has to make sure that he's not better than the Eved. And the Eved doesn't have to give it back because the Eved doesn't have to be good to the master. The master has to be good to the Eved. That's the Maharam Shiv's teretz. The Sefer Dvar Shmuel on Kedushin, he says that if that's the case, if somebody is mahalach b'derechim ha-katan, he would have to give the katan the water, and that we don't find. Because a katan isn't mitzvah to save his life, so he would have to give the katan the water, and the katan could keep it. And we don't see that. So therefore, it's difficult in the Maharam Shiv's teretz. If it's right, if he's right, the whole reason you have to you can keep the water for yourself as an order is because he would be chayav to give it right back to you. But if it's a katan who's not chayav to give it back to you, the halacha would be you should have to give him the water, and that we don't find. So I saw in the Kol HaTorah journal, in Tishrei, in the year Tavshin and Tes, Choveres Memhei, I saw a nice teretz to this kasha from Rav Dov Berish Rosenberg. He happens to live in Zurich. So if you ever see Rabbi Rosenberg from Zurich, tell him we like his teretz. We have two drushes. We have the drush of Rabbi Akiva, that your brother should live with you, meaning, that your life comes first. And then we have the drusha, tov lo imach, only if it's tov lo imach, but if it's not, then he comes first. So in Rabbi Akiva's drush in Bav Metzia, you come first, the person holding on to the water. When push comes to shove, if it's you or him, you win. And in the Eved Ivri case, Tov Lo Imach, the Eved wins. Why is that? So the explanation is that life is something very specific, not something that you have to define. And when the Torah tells us v'chei achicha, that your brother should live, to say that we have to make sure that our brothers live. You have to do everything in your power to make sure that your brother has life. That's v'chai achicha. What's imach? What's imach? Imach is a miut. Even though you're mitzvah to be mechai your brother, v'chai achicha, you have to make sure that your brother has life. There's a limit to how far you have to go in order to save him. The limit is imach, that your friend should live with you. And that's excluding a case where if you save your friend, you cause your friend to die. Where if you save your friend, you cause yourself to die. In other words, you're only obligated to give your friend life if it doesn't cost you your own life. So what the pasuk is doing is it's telling us what the highest level of this mitzvah is. It's telling us the bar, the highest bar of this mitzvah. What is that? That it's not going to cost you your own life. You have to do everything you can to save your friend. But not if it's going to cost you your own life. So that's what the imach is doing. It's limiting your obligation to save your friend. You have to save your friend, but only if it's imach. Only if it's going to be equal, you're also going to live. But if the person who's saving is going to die, then he doesn't have to go that far. He doesn't have to save his friend. Now, when the Torah commanded us in Parshas Eved Ivri, Ki Tov Lo, that the Adon has to be generous to his Eved, Tov is not a specific concept. There's no end to the amount of tov. So how much tov do you have to give to your rabbi? Before, when we were talking about life, we know what life is. Saying you have to do everything you can to keep your friend alive. But imach, only to the extent that it's going to be with you, that you're also going to be alive. But here we're dealing with good. We don't know what good is. We know what life is, but we don't know what good is. How good is good? So good can always get better. So how does the other know how good he has to be to his man, to his servant? So that's what the pasuk is doing. The pasuk is defining the midah of tov. Beforehand, the imach was limiting the v'chei achicha. How much do you have to make sure to give your friend life? Only if it's imach. Only if you're both going to remain alive. So it's limiting your obligation towards your friend. And when we're talking about good, tov lo imach, we're defining how much tov. Because tov can go far. So what does imach mean? That whatever you're eating, he's eating. What does that mean? That means that if you give him any less good than you get, then you're over this pasuk. You're transgressing tov lo imach. So it emerges that the word imach in the pasuk, tov lo imach, is telling us the lowest possible level of hatava. The other is not allowed to go below this level. And if he did, he's over on tov lo imach. So what's imach? What's the lowest level? That he's equal to you, but no less. So it emerges then, that we're talking in the parasha of Eved Ivri, and we see imach. And we talk about v'chei achicha imach in the parasha of two people in the desert. They're talking about two different things. In the desert case, two people with the water, b'chei achicha imach, we're telling us what the highest level is, only if it's imach, but no more. If it's not going to be imach, if you're both not going to be alive, you have to make sure you remain alive, not him. With respect to tov lo imach, it's telling us what the lowest level is. The lowest level of tov is that he's equal to you. But if he's not going to be equal to you, you're over. So now I understand why I understand both drushes. When we're dealing in the pikuach nefesh case, so since imach is telling you that yes, you have to do everything you can to save your friend, but only if it doesn't cost you your own life, only if he's going to be alive with you. So we understand that when it's going to cost the person holding his water to die, he has to take the water for himself. When we go to the Tov lo imach, how to treat an Eved Ivri, there the imach means something else. It doesn't mean that the highest level is imach that he's equal to you. It's the lowest level. Make sure he's at least equal to you. But if you have only one pillow and you take it for yourself, he's not going to be equal, so you have to give it to him. So that answers the kasha of the Maharam Shif. Maharam Shif asks, why does the imach here mean that you chayecha kodman? And the imach with respect to staka, with respect to the Eved Ivri, means that if one of you is going to be higher than the other, it has to be the Eved Ivri. Answers the imach by pikuach nefesh, by saving your friend's life, is only to the extent that it's not going to cost you your own. The highest level is that it won't cost you your own life, but if it will, then you have to make sure you come first. Hashem came the Eved Ivri, there the imach is the lowest possible level. The lowest possible level is that he's equal to you, but he's not going to be equal to you, then you have to make sure to give him more. That's one teretz. I once heard from Rabbi Yochanan's wife, Shlita. He asked the Maharam Shif's question. Why here does tov lo imach mean that the Eved comes first? Whereas Rabbi Kiva Darshan, that imach means that your life comes first, chayecha kodman. That was one question. And the other question is that you're not even giving it to your mother. If you have one pillow and your mother comes over, you don't have to give it to your mother. You can meikra din, you can keep it for yourself. I wouldn't recommend it. But meikra din, you're allowed to keep it for yourself. So why seemingly do we treat an eved better than a mother? The answer he gave was very beautiful. That if you do something to save your life, it doesn't make you a bad person. You're a very good person. And you saved your life. So Rabbi Akiva says, v'chei achicha imach, that your brother should live with you, but chayecha kodman. But at the end of the day, that's the rule. That's the hard and fast rule that your life comes first. With respect to an Eved Ivri, your life also comes first. Then why do you give him the pillow and you don't keep it for yourself? The answer is, what does it mean your life comes first? What does that mean? It means you have to do what's best for you. Now, a person is very liable to mistreat his Eved. So if he takes the pillow for himself, who's he harming? He's harming himself. He's corrupting himself. So for his own sake, he has to give the pillow to the Eved. So here it is, Chayecha Kodman. Since a person is liable to be sometimes cruel or at least insensitive to his Eved, and there's a very serious concern for that, so for the person's own good, we tell him to give the Eved the pillow. So it really is Chayecha Kodman. It's not a stira. Two people in the desert, Chayecha Kodman, he takes the water for himself. With an Eved who he's not liable to mistreat, he has to let the Eved come first. And what about the mother? You know why you can keep it for yourself when your mother comes to visit you? Because it doesn't make you a bad person if you kept the pillow for yourself. Your mother you're always going to be nice to. An Eved we're a lot more concerned with. If the Torah says, the halacha is, your mother, you're allowed to make her to keep the pillow. Again, I recommend you give it to her. So you're allowed to keep the pillow if you have only one. Chayecha Kodman, your life comes first. And we're not worried that you're going to become such a corrupt person if you keep it for yourself. So you love your mother. You're going to be nice to your mother. Shenken, according to the other pshat, according to the other case, in the other case, so there, for your own best interest, you have to give the Eved the pillow. It's also Chayecha Kodman. Because otherwise you're going to become a corrupt personality. Those are the two teirutzim to this kasha. Why in the two people of the Kiton of Mayim we say Chayecha Kodman and Tov Lo Imach, the Eved comes first. So the first teirutz we said was that the Tov Lo Imach is telling you the minimum, he at least has to be equal to you. And the Chayecha Imach, so at the maximum, he has to live with you. No more than that. Now if you're not going to live, then you don't have to worry about him living. You have to first worry about yourself, Chayecha Kodman. But in the other case, with the Eved, their Imach means, it's defining Tov. The minimum of Tov is Imach. You have to do as much good as he'll be equal to you. And if one of you can't be equal, then you let him come first. And this way you've achieved the minimum. That was one teretz. And the other teretz is because we're worried about your soul. We don't want you to become corrupt. So for Chayecha Kodman, you give the Eved Ivri first. Because we're most concerned that you're going to mistreat the Eved Ivri. So Shalom B'Zochem Ritz Hashem, to have not one, but many, many Kitonos of Mayim. We should serve Hashem, B'Simcha B'Tuv Lev of Meirov Kol. Amen, Ken Yiratzon. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friends. 2, 3, 4. If there was Hashem, B'Simcha, if there was Hashem.